The most powerful place in any organization isn't at the top, it's in the middle. Whether you're a vice president, manager, or director, if you lead people while answering to someone else, you're navigating this complex territory. Many wear the middle management label like a scarlet letter, viewing it as inherently weak or ineffective. Nothing could be further from the truth. Those who master leading from the middle become organizational superstars, valued by bosses, respected by peers, and admired by employees. The fundamental challenge isn't the position itself, but the mindset many bring to it. Middle leaders often struggle to both lead their people effectively while accepting direction from above. The solution isn't changing your position, but shifting your perspective about service. This balanced approach transforms the traditional servant leadership model, which, despite decades of popularity, has failed in execution across countless organizations. Companies still struggle with accountability, change management, and goal alignment because the model is incomplete. Great leaders don't just serve their people, they coach them to excellence, demanding their best while providing the tools and guidance to achieve it. Think about it like effective parenting. Good parents don't just feed their children, they teach them to fish for themselves. Similarly, great leaders don't just support their teams, they challenge them to outperform expectations and competitors. Imagine hosting important guests. You'd naturally offer them the best hospitality. Yet many leaders resist applying this same service mindset toward their bosses, lacking a serve-up mentality. Consider Steve, a director facing reorganization with 3 managers instead of 4. Rather than implementing changes, he confronted his boss about needing another hire. By doing the missing manager's work himself and not challenging his team, Steve limited their growth while undermining his boss's directive. The foundation of successful leadership is making your boss and organization look good. This isn't about fear, but accountability. If expectations aren't unethical, illegal, or abusive, your job is to serve up, not defend up. Many confuse serving up with sucking up, but serving up is selflessly supporting your organization's vision, while sucking up is manipulation with a hidden agenda. When faced with disagreeable directives, don't be a yes person, but rather a how person who focuses on implementation rather than questioning the direction itself. This approach transforms your relationship with leadership and positions you as an asset rather than an obstacle. Leadership requires serving both vertically and horizontally across peers and departments. The key is adopting a giving position, discovering what your team can offer others rather than what you need from them. When sales leader Ken was frustrated with the design team, he shifted from blaming to asking how his team could better help designers succeed. This initiated collaboration that transformed their relationship, with the design manager eventually accommodating special requests. To break down silos, 1. Share and mandate the serve-across mindset as non-negotiable. 2. Proactively approach other departments to share your intent to serve. And 3. Expand this approach throughout the organization. True customer service requires becoming customer servants, a fundamental mindset shift. Your team must genuinely want to serve customers, regardless of treatment. This makes customers feel special, appreciated, and cared for. Most customers judge us solely on how we serve them, not our behind-the-scenes work. Most leaders want employees to care deeply about business success, yet few invest in developing them. True coaching transcends post-event feedback. It encompasses preparation, practice, and continuous improvement. While managers typically provide after-the-fact critiques, coaches prepare employees through regular scrimmages and role-playing. Managers wait for customer interactions before pointing out flaws. Coaches conduct practice sessions beforehand, preparing team members to excel when it counts. This proactive approach breaks the comfortable habit of managing that prevents excellence. Leaders resist coaching due to time constraints and ingrained habits. Managing is comfortable, like eating French fries, but leads to mediocrity. the coaching mindset shifts from passive management to active development, demanding excellence while providing support. A coach's fundamental intent must be helping team members become their best selves, pushing good performers to greatness and great performers even higher. The coach's job isn't merely hiring good people, but making them better through preparation. This requires balancing between micromanagement and hands-off leadership by clearly communicating expectations, providing development frameworks, and creating trust where employees feel comfortable being honest while still being held accountable to high standards. Just as plants need good soil to thrive, employees need a nurturing culture created by leaders who coach effectively. This culture builds on team unity, positive attitudes, and commitment to excellence. To create this culture, leaders must mandate positive attitudes, removing negative influences when necessary, implement a "we will" belief system focused on solutions, and apply the Madden effect by making winning fun while maintaining accountability. Unlike sports coaches who prioritize top performers, business leaders often focus on struggling employees, making leadership attention seem like a consequence of failure. When leaders instead focus on high performers, others naturally strive for that attention. While athletes practice 90% of the time, business teams practice less than 1%. Weekly practice sessions should replace routine staff meetings, focusing on soft skills like customer engagement. Scrimmaging prepares teams without pressure, allowing them to try approaches before stakes are high and identify what works. Change in business now occurs at unprecedented speed. From technological shifts to workplace diversity and global competition, with most organizations changing direction multiple times yearly. The serve-up/coach-down mindset helps leaders navigate this uncertainty effectively. Middle leaders should focus less on the what of change, as past experience rarely applies, or asking endless why questions. Instead, concentrate on the how, the practical implementation that drives results. With this mindset, you recognize your responsibility isn't questioning organizational changes, but implementing them successfully. Leaders who embrace this approach create cultures ready for change rather than resistant to it, maintaining momentum through transitions. This leadership belief creates a culture that produces positive behavior. Middle leaders who maintain this mindset don't lose power during change, they enhance it, transforming uncertainty from a threat into an opportunity for growth and innovation. Leaders in the middle who feel powerless aren't true leaders. They're middle managers who've surrendered their power. The difference is simple. Power. It's yours to own or surrender. When leaders claim, "I don't have the power to make decisions," they forfeit their effectiveness through their own words. They stop serving up and coaching down, instead blaming others for their lack of influence. Owning power means understanding that titles don't determine influence, following directions as if they were your own, and demanding accountability without excuses. Keeping power requires sustaining these practices and exceeding expectations. Every leader sometimes feels like a cog in a wheel, but we only become that cog when we act like one. Great companies don't want yes people, they want how people who seek to understand before committing to execution. By mastering the art of serving up while coaching down, you'll transform your middle position into the most influential place in your organization.